love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I said the Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you so much and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, downtown San Francisco, the home studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Been doing this show more than 15 years and I believe life would only be half as good without video games. I'm serious about that. That's why it's good that I'm talking with you. You're a gamer as well, or you would have changed by now. I'm changing now. Well, hold on. This is... This is a show where you can talk about video games for an hour, and then we'll get right back to the sports talk, because Sports Byline is a 24/7 sports talk show. Then you also got SB Nation. We're on there as well. Very happy to be on SB Nation out of Houston, but covering the Globe. And on the Dan Patrick channel on Sirius XM, which I was on Sirius when it started in, what, 02, 03, whatever it was. So it's great to be back on Sirius XM again. Back then, Sirius and XM were... going at it. Now they're friends, and they've merged. Let's all merge together at the toll-free line to talk video games at 800-878-PLAY. Once again, don't write it down, dial it up. 800-878-7529. Neophytes, hardcore gamers, everybody in between. As I said, I don't make them, I don't design them, I wouldn't know how. But I play them, and I only judge a game really on one criterion, and that is it fun? And you could talk about hype, and we had a Super Bowl commercial, and we have Liam Neeson doing the acting, and we're running in 5K. Yeah, but is it fun? I know games that were 4-bit and were hella fun and more creative. So let's sift through it together. Also, I'll give away a brand new game at 40 after, as I always do. Send your answers to that question that I'll ask to Rick at SportsByline.com. And by the way, if you have a cheat code for an older game, I'll look it up for you. Rick at SportsByline.com will do that at the end of the show. I'll also tell you the new releases, what's coming out this week. And that's good because something goes to the top shelf and others get moved down and price reductions. And then also a couple of apps, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, Twitch, twitch.tv. There I am, guy in reading glasses. Look for Sports Byline USA on Twitch. And the Twitter is at Rick Tittle as I enunciate my T's. It's the Video Game Review. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Elements Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all of South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
A little story about Boost Mobile. Davis, I am feeling pain.
What, your dog died? Your girlfriend left you?
No. The pain I'm feeling is having an old smartphone.
Mm-hmm. That's why I switched to Boost Mobile and got four free phones for $25 per line.
Well, I didn't. Without Boost Mobile, I got an old phone. It makes my life sad. I feel so alone. I'm switching to Boost, getting four phones for free. Yeah, Samsung Galaxies for my whole family.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get four lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and four free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you, and it is the Video Game Review, 40 after the hour. It's 12 after the hour right now. 40 after, we'll give away a game, and it's a brand new. Which one is it? Well, you just got to stick around and check it out. What have you been playing this weekend? I was playing a couple of games, actually. Season 2 of Call of Duty Modern Warfare is now out. And that always stinks because I know that's going to be a 3-hour download. But anyway, you get it in, you get it set up, you get it rocking. Got a guy with a skull mask now that when you turn it on, it's a little bit surprising. Knocking you back 100 levels, 155, you max out as a 5-star general. So it's the second time I've been knocked back. Already back up to level 82. But I don't pay. I already did once. I don't pay for the new season. If you pay for the new season, you get everything. And if you get COD points, you can use real money, $10, $20, $75. And you can buy all these crazy outfits. And if that's your thing, that's great. I'm not trying to rain on your parade if you want to spend extra cash. But there are so many different ways you can look and so many different guns. There's no reason in my mind to pay even more money. Unless you really want to stand out, but then like you're going to buy the Valentine's Day outfit with hearts all over your guns. And when is anybody going to see that? Does anybody really watch a death cam? No. They respawn. And then you basically stick out more than ever. So all the little hearts and things on the guns, and that's just one little thing. That's for you. And as I said, if that's your thing, that's fine. But anyway, some new maps and playing in a... what they call the graveyard, which is a bunch of broken planes. And, you know, I've said on the show many times, that first time you play a map, you get your behind handed to you, and I did. Just, there's usually always someone behind you, but in that map, there's always someone behind you and left and right as well. I was like, where are all these people coming from as you play in Ground War? And I was playing Realism Ground War. And for Valentine's Day, they renamed everything. Like, Kill Confirmed was Got the Digits. And Ground War was Friends with Benefits. It was all cutesy. And you know what? I'm okay with it. It's just for 3 days. I hope they stop tomorrow. I'm okay with it. But at first I thought, oh, I get no Ground War. Realism Ground War, I don't like. And what that is you don't know if you killed somebody. You don't get the points. You don't get an X. The only way you look is if you hit, like for me on the PS4, I hit the big button in the middle of my DualShock, and it will tell me how many people I killed. And I'm like, oh, so I did get that guy way over there. Or you shoot into a crowd, and you're like, I got at least three of them. And you're like, I got one? So that type of thing. So any questions about the new season, you can let me know. New guns. And it's always cool to get new stuff. And I have earned 500 COD points just from these two seasons. I haven't paid for them. I just earned them. And you know what I can get with 500 COD points? Nothing. They sell them in bundles. And even if I could spend them, I'd buy something, you know, like one skin. But you got to pay. I think the cheapest bundle is $800, and then they start giving you free bundles too. But it's like calling cards or spray paints or hand gestures. Has anybody ever used the spray paint? Of all the games I played, and I played like a week worth of games, and I mean like 24 hours times 7. And I think one time I saw somebody use a spray paint. You're going to pay for that, kid? The other thing, getting more into Death Stranding, which came out during November last year. And this is a game, it is the ultimate example of a game that you just will not pick up and start playing and like it because you have to work at it. But if you think about coming from Kojima, and it was written by Hideo Kojima, and I think this was 5 years ago. He got kicked out of his own country, and now he's back. But you got Norman Reedus, who, of course, Daryl from The Walking Dead. If you don't know with him, he was in the Boondock Saints. I forget what it's called. But anyway, he's in it. There's a lot of actors and actresses in it. And they are like the Bond girl, whatever her name is. She is a, Rick, shouldn't you know these things? I'm not good on pop culture sometimes unless it's, you know, the actors and actresses. But it's a very bizarre type of game. And there are all sorts of tie-ins, like it'll tie into AMC's show Ride, which I guess is another one with Daryl in it. And it's got, you have to drink Monster energy drinks. Those are real things. It doesn't ruin it. Conan O'Brien is in it as himself, and he gave me a beaver helmet. I know. Why not, right? Why not? But you're a porter, and you're carrying around porting. You're literally delivering things. One time I even did a pizza delivery, like I'm Domino's or something. You have this thing connected in the front of you called a BB, a bridge baby. Everything is bridge or not in this game, these names. But you're transporting all this cargo, and then you have a million different jobs that you can do over this sort of post-apocalyptic or Death Stranding United States of America, even though I think the only real town name I've seen so far is Manhattan. But you walk and you walk and you walk, and as soon as you fight, if you kill something, it turns into like a nuclear bomb. But you shoot this one gun that wraps people up and rubber bullets, and then you kick them when they're down. The thing is, as you go through and you start to get more and more and more chemicals and metals and ceramics, is that you can start building or rebuilding freeways. And when you rebuild the freeway, if you drive in the middle strip, it doesn't cause any batteries to your weird-looking car kind of delivery thing, or your motorcycle. Those are some of the more fun things. And as you fight, too, there are ghosts, and there are also a terrorist group called Homo Demons. And just wondering if anybody is going to have a problem with that in 2020 with the name Homo Demons. I didn't name it. I mean, think about it. We're all Homo Erectus. I mean, that sounds bad. But this is the game that actually outsold Call of Duty Modern Warfare when it came out in the UK. It got a lot of awards, there's no doubt. A lot of performance awards, best game direction. When you think about, and once you get really fast in the menus, and it's just voluminous menus. I mean, it's this Library of Congress, the things that you can supply and the things you need and the things you can build, and it just goes on and on and on and on. The gameplay, the graphics are pretty amazing as far as the scenery. Everything else is pretty good. I know that IGN gave it the best PS4 exclusive award. Thing is, now I hear that it's on Steam, so it's no longer exclusive. But it's addicting because it's so involved. And once you start building these roads and the monotony, and it can get monotonous of delivering things and picking up things, and you stack them up on your back like 50 feet high, it seems like, and you have to make sure everything is just right. You make bombs out of your own defecation and urine. It's a weird game, man. It is. There's nothing like it that I've ever seen, and it's like 10 different games all at the same time. But now that I'm doing well, it's got replayability up the kazoo. Come on back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402.
877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Nice to have you with us. American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, dare I say AWACS overhead. If you're in the military, I know you love your video games. It's a piece of home cooking. And love being on The Voice, wherever you might happen to be, whatever branch you are with. I come from a military family. I think most Americans do, but even if we don't, we all appreciate that you're brave, so we don't have to be. So thanks for holding the shield for us, allowing us to talk about video games back home, as I'm doing right now. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. Coming up in the next segment, I will give away a brand new game, and I will also tell you what's new on shelves this week, or DLC. I'm getting ready for E3. We'll talk about E3 in a second. Getting ready for the GDC, which I've been going to for over a decade here in San Francisco, the Game Developers Conference. Luckily, they haven't moved that out yet. A lot of they just got done expanding the Moscone Convention Center here downtown, but a lot of people are leaving because San Francisco is also one of the dirtiest places in America because of the well, there's just a lot of problems. It's just super, super dirty. But luckily, not the area, but just the city itself. The area is fantastic. But luckily, they're going to be here and starting to get every day in my inbox at least, and I'm not kidding, at least 10 to 15 emails. Come see us at E3. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And it's exciting. But after that is E3. And that's where people show off their wares, even, you know, TVs. Do there's still such thing as stereos. You could have all sorts of new gadgets. But recently, we've had people decide to do their own thing. Now, Apple's always kind of done that. They have their own thing. Like, you know, Steve Jobs come out with the turtleneck and no belt, and he'd say, I want all my songs in here. Get on it, Bill Burr. They would do it that way. But E3... it was kind of a shocker last year when Sony didn't show up. And it's not like there was a booth and no one was there. They said, we're not coming. And when I say Sony, that means the PlayStation. And so it's been announced that for the second year in a row, PlayStation is skipping E3. So it's not as shocking, but it's a little bit shocking because 2020 is the year of the PS5. But the company just says that they want to let, they don't want to share the limelight with Microsoft and the Xbox Series X. And that works out well for both companies because I'm sure Microsoft will say, thanks, you're not coming. And they might even throw in scared. But there are a lot of other elements here. And the statement from Sony said, after a thorough evaluation, Sony has decided not to participate in E3 2020. We have great respect for the ESA as an organization, but we do not feel the vision of E3 2020 is the right venue for what we are focused on this year, end quote. Wow. Now, don't panic if you're going to another consumer event, and there are hundreds. There's 365 days, well, 366, I think this year was a leap year, hundreds of consumer events, and they said they're going to be there, just not here. And removing themselves, as I said, it might seem shocking at first, but the popularity in this show is supposed to be diminishing. This is a report that I read from GameSpot. To me, it's not diminishing enough. Where you don't even want to go anymore. It's the whole thing like arrive at a party late, right when it gets good, and then leave a party early, right when it gets bad, and people will say, that person made the party. Well, I don't think that's what they're going for here. But apparently, Sony feels like things like this are on the verge of being irrelevant now. And the decision to abandon the show for 2 years is clear evidence of that. And the appeal at E3 was the huge mainstream media attention. But Sony doesn't need that. It just goes, and it gets it. But like Nintendo, Sony is in the position of being able to generate a huge amount of attention just by doing their own thing. And as I said, a lot of people might have actually had an easier time understanding why they didn't go last year, because the PS5 is going to be around this year. Some people are saying that, just being here will create more buzz talk. But some people will say, no, it actually is more buzz talk to say you're not coming. I don't know. Separating yourself from the pack, though, allows Sony to have the opportunity to cut through any noise, blast their signal loudly to the most people that otherwise would have the undivided attention. If you're at E3, you're not. But, and the other thing is, somebody said, well, the floor space at E3 isn't cheap. If Sony is worried about buying space at E3, then they've got bigger problems than when they're going to announce a game or a console. You don't have to worry about how much, unless you got somebody with a real tight belt. But the PS4 reveal came in February 2013, and Sony rented out the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York City. Very expensive. It was a multi-day event, and it led to international attention for weeks. I went to the PS2 reveal party, which was at the Metreon here in San Francisco. And I want to say that was in 2001. But whenever it was, that was a huge deal. And I just remember that there was an entire floor of free sushi and soft shell crab and Japanese beer. And I was in a very happy place there that night. The PS2, that reveal where they rented that entire building in downtown San Francisco. I've been to a lot of cool things, that in video game wise anyway. That was probably a cool thing. But the logo reveal of the PS5 at CES 2020 was kind of a start. What was the logo reveal? It's exactly what you think it would be. It was PS5, just like PS4, except the 4 is the 5. But it's still a big deal, the logo reveal. Now, Sony is not on their own, because Nintendo stopped doing the live in-person E3 keynote speeches a few years ago. And they started holding these things called Nintendo Direct Briefings. They're pre-recorded then. And Nintendo still holds their Nintendo Directs during E3, but they kind of padded out the direct schedule with a lot of briefings and such things, a lot of them coming out of their own business offices as well. And Microsoft is expanding and differentiating its announcements as well. They're still going to go to E3, and that's going to continue, and they kind of own it now. They have Xbox events. They're going to have one at the Microsoft Theater instead of the LA Convention Center itself. So it's spreading its wings a little bit. Xbox brought back the XO event. And that was in London just this last year. It was in Mexico in 2018. So, as I said, it's a window of opportunity with Sony bowing out for Microsoft to really dominate that news cycle, at least during E3. The Xbox Series X, which I still think is a stupid name, but that's the name. Don't wear it out. Halo Infinite is going to be the launch title, and they're bragging that they're going to have backwards compatibility as well. We'll see, because the PS5 already says that. We're hearing rumors now that the PS5 might be able to play PS3 and PS2 games. That would be amazing. That really, really would be amazing if it could do that. I always wondered, too, like when I would get a new Windows, Windows 1, 2, 3, Windows 95. Yeah, you can't do the old game anymore. Why not? Why shouldn't it be able to do it? No, it's a different language. It is? Isn't it sitting on DOS? But the Xbox One got off to a very bad start in 2013. They had a lot of confusing messages related to the Xbox One and its digital practices, its policies, and the boss, Phil Spencer, now at the helm. Back then, it was a guy named Don Mattrick. They have another opportunity to rebrand the console cycle on the right foot. and they can use this E3 as a long way to go. As I said, this is going to be in June. But, listen, both companies are going to be fine whether they attend E3 or not. And Sony is coming off an incredibly successful PS4. It's the number two best-selling console in the history of the world. The only one that sold more, the aforementioned PS2. There's a huge audience of people like me, like you, eager to buy into what's coming next and really starting to dig these next-gen features. But what Sony misses out on, of course, you know, if you think about people just saying, what about PlayStation? Where's PlayStation? Be a lot of questions of that. But as I say, ESA, the Entertainment Software Association, they're the ones that run E3. And, you know, the video game industry being represented in Washington, D.C., that this group has not went out without its controversies as well. But, I mean, the ESA is said to have dispatched lobbyists to try to kill legislation proposals that would have impacted games with microtransactions. I don't know if they got past that as well. But you just wonder if E3 is going to continue, or is everybody going to get out? I think it's a bit quick to say everybody's going to get out there. And by the way, I will say the ESA was good, too. They knocked down a 2011 violent video game bill, and that was good. That was important to knock that down.
Are you pro-violence, Rick?
No. Come on back.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game Review.
And welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, 40 after the hour. As promised, we give away a brand new game. Also, this segment, I will tell you what's new this week in video games. And then at the end of the show, we'll do a cheat code. Send me your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. That is the same email address to use to win the game. Just the second correct answer will win. rick@sportsbyline.com, S-P-O-R-T-S-B-Y. L-I-N-E.com.
How do you spell com? K-O-M-M.
That's actually C-O-M. The game is called Arise, A Simple Story, multi-format. I have it here for the PC. And it's kind of a PC-ish game. It's getting very good reviews. Game Informer gave it an 8.75, which categorizes itself as a silver game. And my question is, Arise, A Simple Story. The question is, is this sound like a complicated game or not? You actually, I don't think you can get a wrong answer here. But Arise Simple Story is supposed to be an emotionally charged, heartbreaking, and thoughtful game. And you go across 10 levels that mark the moments of a guy's life. And you face terrible depression and tragedy and romance and excitement, but you wake up as an old man in your funeral pyre, and then you have to you have to go through all these different moments of your life, like you're from your first kiss to dying, and you confront depression, and you're chased around by shadowy figures, and as you explore, the right analog stick actually acts as a fast forward and a rewind around some of these things. Very good orchestral score. It's just like it's small and focused. Okay, the joys are high, the lows are crushing, and the narrative and thematic elements are very vibrant in this game. Not everything is handled perfectly because you might just, as you're walking around, fall off a cliff because your camera didn't work right. Now, in video games, camera means the view that you see yourself in a third person over the shoulder game. But if you can get over that and get really into the story, it's for you. I can tell you that it's not for me. I just feel like there's enough drama and introspection already that I don't need. I go to video games more to have fun, to escape, to get thrills. I'm not really interested in a tear-jerking novel. But if you talk about the work and creativity that went into this, it's pretty amazing. By the way, it's developed by Piccolo Studios. It's published by Techland. It's rated E for everyone. So your 8-year-old can play this game. Think about first kiss and grandchildren and all this. But once again, it's called Arise, colon, not Arise Your Colon. That sounds bad. Take an antacid. Arise, colon, A Simple Story from Piccolo Studios in Techland. And just let me know if this story sounds like a simple story or it sounds like a complicated story. As I said, I don't think there's a wrong answer this week. Send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. We'll get into what's new. But I do want to touch, I talked about Sony not being at E3, which is several months away. But we got news this weekend from Microsoft is that they say they have some bold ideas in competing in the next-gen market. And this guy Spencer, once again, who's running things, he said, quote, "We made the decision. The decision was actually really pushed forward by one of our marketing leads, and she's awesome. She just stood up in the room and she said, we should go do something bold, something we've never done before," end quote. Now, I'd like to say, why don't you give us her name? Doesn't that sound like super corporate? Someone from the first floor, she was great. She has a name. I love that. But he continues, quote, "Let's face it, we're not in the market position we wanted to be in this last generation. I don't think we're going to get to disrupt and grow our business just doing what we've always done. Let's go try and do new things." And when she brought the idea to me, I wasn't the biggest fan. I was like, well, there's going to be a lot of other games there. End quote. Now, he said, did Spencer, he went on, he said he liked the Game Awards creator Jeff Keighley's strategy and vision, and he just spawning a can't-miss event that draws millions of viewers. And then Spencer came around to the idea of announcing that the Xbox Series X during someone else's event, and historically, Microsoft, you know, doesn't do that. But in addition to announcing that, remember they announced Hellblade 2 during the Game Awards, and the trailers for the game and console played well, he said, and now they're going to look back and reflect. And he concludes, "I like trying something bold. I'm really happy with the way it played out and the response from the fans. But every decision we make between now and launch, we're trying to think about things in a different way. Some of them we'll get right, some of them we won't. But we're definitely not going to be meek. We're going to go bold in what we're trying to go do." And that's cool. But the thing is, I remember when Microsoft redid their whole dashboard for the Xbox 360, and it basically, just as, you know, Windows stole the Apple iOS, or OS, I should say, and it did. They also, Xbox 360, that dashboard was completely stolen off the Wii, because all of a sudden you had these avatars that looked like Miis. And by the way, just making Miis on the Wii is sometimes better than a game itself. But Microsoft has yet to share many of the key specifics about what they are going to be doing spec-wise. And Xbox Series X may just be one of Microsoft's next generation consoles, because they figure that maybe they'll do even more than that, which I rather doubt they're going to do. What, are you going to go more and more with that? Remember, this was called Project Scarlet, and that was never going to be the name, but it's better than Xbox Series X, because you have the Xbox, then you have the Xbox 360, then you have the Xbox One, and now you have the Xbox Series X. It all makes sense to us, but I think some kid telling their dad, yeah, I want the Xbox. Yeah, here you go. No, wrong one. What? Sorry. We don't know prices yet. We don't know any of that. But from what we've seen of the Xbox Series X, it looks like a PC desktop tower. This is what we've seen so far. And I'm sure you can lay it down on its side or whatever. It looks like the fan is in the top of it. The controller is almost identical, just like the PS4 is. But they say it's going to be backwards compatible. This is what just came out. All three previous generations of Xbox game. Any Xbox game you've ever had will be able to go. And I really hope that's the case, as I said, for the PS5. The PS5, we hear, can play PS4 games, but I'd love to go back on 3 and 2 and even the original one. Can't say 1, but the original one. And so, as I said, Halo Infinite and Hellblade 2, that's Senua's Saga. Those are the ones that are going to come out. The Xbox Series X are supposed to be twice as powerful as the Xbox One X. Now, the PS4 Pro and the Xbox One X, when they came out, they were supposed to say, okay, 4K TVs, we're here for you. And then if you're going to take the GPU from the CPU and the power and say it's going to be two times for that, because now this is not confirmed, but this is what has been reported. The Xbox Series X specs would be the CPU will be an AMD Ryzen Zen 2. The GPU will be an AMD Navi-based GPU. The RAM will be GDDR6 SDRAM. We don't know what the capacity is, though. Nor do we know the storage, an NVMe SSD. But the max output resolution will be 8K. And this is what we said we're going to get from the PS5. And the refresh at 120 hertz. Now, harnessing that increased raw power, that's going to take a while for developers. It always does with every launch. But it's there, and it's exciting. All right, let's take a look at what's new this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. This one is actually a Monday release. It's Corruption 2029 on the PC. Makoko is also tomorrow. That is a PC adult game. I just wonder what that is, adult game. It's like anime, and it shows four girls wearing, like, bustiers. And that one might get people in trouble. Tuesday now, Bayonetta. Yes, there it is on the 1 and the 4. And Bayonetta and Vanquish, 10th PS4 Xbox One. DCL Drone Champions. There you are, drone aficionados and enthusiasts. You finally have your own video game. A racing game, which seems like it'd be pretty fun. All the big boy systems, PC 1 and 4. Hunt Showdown, DLC action game on the PS4. We also have Kingdom Hearts HD 11.8 Final Chapter on the Xbox One. Sikio Shooting Stars Bravo, very anime-ish on the Switch, a shooter. Vanquish on the 4 and the 1. Also Smash Tennis on the Switch. A game called The Suicide of Rachel Foster on the PC. If your name is Rachel Foster, you probably don't like looking at that. It's a pretty common name, I would think. 3000th Duel on the Switch, an action game. PC strategy game called Blood of Steel. Not Blood and Steel, Blood of Steel. Poppin' Twinbee, a Switch shooter game. We'll also have Shadow of the Ninja on the Switch, as we will Eliminator Boat Duel. Monster Jaunt party game makes its way to the PC. Conglomerate 451, not Fahrenheit, that's a PC RPG. Katana Kami, A Way of the, I guess it's A Way of the Sword, PC, PS4, Switch. World of Horror, and above that, Japanese characters, an RPG for the PC. I'm already scared. Sonic, by the way, the Sonic movie, good reviews, and did amazingly well at the box office. Are we sure this is a video game movie? Video game movies never do this. I think Jim Carrey had a lot to do with that. But I talked to someone, they said it was actually pretty good. But Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is on the Switch. Vitamin Connection on the Switch. Devil May Cry 3 Special Edition also makes it to the Switch. A game called Lumote, a PC platformer. PC action game Dreadout 2. Also on the PS4 Switch is Double Dragon and Kunio-kun Retro. Puyo Puyo 2 makes it to the Switch. Also Seal Fledge, A Daughter Raising. Not Rising. PC, Switch, Sim. Brief Battles, a Switch game, which is on the... it's an action game on the Switch. Tony Stewart's Sprint Car Racing. Ouch. On the PC, Daytona rained out. Do it tomorrow. Draugen, a PS4, Xbox One adventure game. And then Mathland. You can count me out on that, but it's an educational game for the Switch. Come on back for the Chico.
Chico. I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. That's 800-720-5971.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the product they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
The Video Game
Little Super Turrican there, and 64 days. Thanks for tuning in. It's the end of the show. Send your request for a cheat code, rick@sportsbyline.com. I got a couple here that I put together because they're for the Xbox 360. Yes, it's still going. First one is from Kim. Kim said, Rick, I have Lara Croft in The Guardian of Light. By the way, people still say Lara Croft. I will accept Lara or Lara. I will not accept Laura. Anyway, Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light. Just wondering, how do I get the jungle outfit and how do I get the biker outfit? Well, this isn't a cheat, but to get the jungle outfit, you have to score 1,410,000 points. And to get the biker outfit, you have to score 1,900,000 points. Another thing that's not a cheat, but an achievement. This one comes from JJ. He said, Rick, I'm still playing UFC Trainer with my Kinect. Wow. I love that. That's good. How do I get the As Real As It Gets achievement? I looked that up. You have to successfully complete 500 exercises. Whew. you might want to rethink that one. All right, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Video Game Review.